Okay, good to see everybody. Thanks for coming. A couple things. First of all, I think you guys saw where Ed, the report on Ed. Have you seen that? Okay, so without really elaborating on that, because I don't have that in front of me exactly what the details of that are, exactly how the rule reads, the most important thing from our perspective is that, you know, in the 2011-2012 season, there's only been two of those. I mean, two of those happened back in 2010. In December, so that stretches back over a two-year period. That's how they do it on two calendar years. None of those hits were all inadvertent. None of those were intent, you know, to injure or to harm in any way. I think when you look at the hits, that's pretty obvious. You know, we all know Ed. Ed respects the game. He respects his fellow players. I think I saw after the New England one where he and Branch were. You know, they knew right away that they were hugging each other, knew right away what it was about. So he's a good person. He's got a good heart. He's got tremendous respect for the game. And, you know, we stand behind him in that respect as a team and as an organization. Okay. From an injury standpoint yesterday, we had a number of little things happen. You noticed Terrence Cody didn't play. He had tweaked his elbow in practice. We did not think it was going to be an issue. We thought he was going to be fine. The swelling just never came out of it. And we went out in pregame. We thought he was going to be there. Then I got the bad news right before we turned in the numbers from Clarence Brooks that he just could not put lock out like he needed to hold off the run game. So that's why he didn't go. James Ahedigbo had a neck strain, should be fine. Ellerbe's had a couple things with his thumb and things like that. He's been playing through it. Chris Johnson had his hamstring early. That's what happened during the game. He tweaked his hamstring on the punt return. So he actually went home today to get his stuff from Dallas because he's been here without any clothes or anything. So he should be fine. Haloti got through it well. Jacoby Jones got through it well with his ankle. Dennis Pitta had some concussion. We held him out, had some symptoms. But by the end of the game, during the game, he was fine. At the end of the game, he showed no symptoms. He's feeling really good today, so he should be fine. But he'll have to go through the protocol. That we put our guys through, and it's a very strict protocol. Ed Dixon had a little bit of an ankle. So that's where we're at with the injuries, unless you guys can think of any more that I haven't mentioned here.
When it comes to defense numerically, it's not what Ravens fans are used to seeing, but your apologies for ever praising the effort and the way that they're getting your defense. So the way they came up in that hostile environment, is this like the first time all year that at least numerically, results-wise, it was really living up to the Ravens' defense in the past?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you use that standard, Joe, then, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure how the numbers compare the rest of the year off the top of my head, but it was a good numbers game, and we haven't had probably too many of those this year. But look at the points. I think we're in the top – I know we're in the top 10 in points now, and we're in the top 10 on offense in points scored. So that's a pretty important stat. You know, the rest of them – are indicators of where you're at and what you're doing. We're right at the top in takeaways. We're right at the top of red zone. So those are very important. Well, obviously, we did a better job against the run. You know, you're talking about that and the passing numbers and those kind of things. First downs were down. You know, all those kind of things are positive. But, again, every week kind of stands on its own. The thing I'm most proud about is how hard they played, okay, how physical they were, and how they – just kept stepping up in a tough game. It was a classic Pittsburgh game. You know, it's a classic game where you had to go back and get another stop. And any misstep by either team, be it a turnover or be it a big play or something like that, one score was going to make the difference in the game. And they just kept coming out and getting stops throughout the course of the game. And right to the very end, they did that. And who's out there, okay? We've got guys, you know, Cody's on the sideline. There's so many guys that weren't in the game playing. And yet guys are stepping up. And this is probably true for both sides of the ball and special teams. Guys like Corey Graham. I mean, Corey Graham stepping up and playing to the level he played at, you know, says so much. The young defensive lineman, Art Jones, played extremely well. I said our young defensive lineman, Kimo played, you know, really well. I put him in the young category, you know. So I was just proud of the whole group. I thought they played really well.
You see guys like Kimo or Donnell or Art Jones, is that kind of just them, you know, really taking to heart the next man up, you know, sort of mentality?
Yeah, that's just kind of what we're talking about. D'Angelo Tyson's another name. You know, I won't mention names. Courtney Upshaw played with Paul Kruger, had a heck of a game. You know, you can go right down the line and look at guys and how they play. Kerry played exceptionally well. Both of our safeties played great. Bernard Pollard was all over the field. Ed was all over the field. It was a team effort. It was team defense.
John, do you anticipate Ed appealing the suspension? And if he does, would that enable him to play against San Diego, pending the appeal and all that?
You know, I don't know the details of that, but Ed has told us that he's going to suspend or he's going to appeal the suspension right away, and so we should know something very soon.
John, how shocking was it to hear about that?
I was very surprised. You know, I didn't see that one coming. So it was surprising.
Was it a calculated gamble with the appeal if they let him play in San Diego and then maybe the suspension game is back against Pittsburgh? Yeah. Is there any kind of gamble there?
Well, my understanding was that it's going to be heard very quickly just for that reason. So we should have a decision by Wednesday, you know, when we start to prepare. That's what we were told. So the league's aware of that.
And speaking of the cornerback, like Corey Graham was fantastic last night. Really kind of embodied that next man up philosophy. Just talk about his performance.
Well, yeah, Corey came up with so many big plays, and you talk about the interception and the broken up passes, the knocking the ball loose in the last drive, the play in the corner of the end zone. But there were also a number of tackles. I mean, he made some tackles in the run game, stepping up from his nickel position and making plays. He played really well. He's a great guy. You know, he wanted an opportunity to prove himself as a defensive back, and he got it, and he did it. You know, he's continuing to do it.
Didn't Ed Bull do kind of a similar thing, including on Jacoby's return, he had a key lock
in. Right. Yeah, James played really well. He was a physical force out there the whole game, on defense when he played, and especially on special teams. Every phase of special teams, he was a physical presence out there. We said something to him after the game, and his comment was, "That's what you brought me here for." You know, he's got a lot of pride, and he fits right in.
Yeah, between the Sunday night game, Thanksgiving, and the West Coast trip leaving Friday, can you talk about the challenges that this week presents in terms of scheduling and the short amount of preparation time?
Well, yeah, Thanksgiving. Did you mention that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's in there too. We have much to be thankful for, all of us. That we'll have to work around all that. And we put a schedule together to account for that. We're treating this in some ways as a short week because of the time. There'll be a little time crunch there because we're leaving early, because we'll have a shortened day on Thursday with Thanksgiving to give the guys a chance to be with their families. So we're going to have to pack a little more work into a little less time. And then we're going to have to adjust for the time change. And we've actually studied it throughout the off season. Our doctors here have looked very heavily into, you know, the different studies on body clocks and things like that. So we're gonna move some of our practices back later on Wednesday and Friday, and try to get our guys adjusted to West Coast time.
Paul, with another sack last night, I think that's three over the course of the last two games now. What have you seen from him during that span?
Well, I'll tell you, he's played great. You know, and to see him, I think last night was the epitome of that. The pressure he got in the quarterback hits, he's mad at himself that he didn't get a couple more sacks. You know, he could have got there a split second sooner and probably had a couple more sacks. But, you know, we did a good job of pressuring Byron and getting to him and hitting him and things like that and throwing him off rhythm a little bit. And that's what you have to do with any quarterback. And, you know, he's a great quarterback. He's very capable, as we saw in the first drive, of hurting a defense, you know. But I thought the pressure was a big factor in that game.
Regardless of his individual production, how much have you seen – maybe Suggs being back open up some opportunities for other players, including Paul, during the course of the last couple of games?
Yeah, that's probably true. You know, they've got to account for Terrell Suggs at all times, and he's getting better. You know, you can start seeing some of his explosiveness coming back, some of his burst coming back as a pass rusher, so that's only going to be more of a factor as we go forward.